Was Michigan Whitecaps winners, complete the four-game sweep of Bowling Green, and manager Andrew Graham, you got to be pleased with the way your team responded, not only with this game, but in situations. Five, six of the runs coming with two out and really showing a little bit of clutch hitting today.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we came up with some big hits, especially, you know, Rafe Rhymes' double down the line, which scored two. It was a key. We blew the game open a little bit with that. Gave us a little, took a little pressure off the pitching. So it was a good job. I mean, the top three in the order, Schatz, Betancourt, and Rhymes, all had two hits each. So they did a good job today.
How good was Austin in your mind? You know, he's trying to get his swing back, trying to get his timing back, and it looks as if, especially the first couple of bats, he got it.
Definitely. I mean, that was big for him to get that hit first at bat, especially double, show a little power. So he's doing a good job. We're working hard with his swing. He's making the adjustments, and, you know, he just needs to continue doing what he did today.
That second inning, obviously three consecutive two-out hits. That kind of, you know, guys, you got to set the tone a little bit, I thought.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, we got that, that pitch at the start. I mean, it's his first, I think, time he's gone that far into a game. And last time we faced him, we got a couple of runs off him. So we took a lot of balls. We got in hitters' counts, and that's what, you know, that's where we hurt them.
John started well. Yes, he gave up some hits, but no three ball counts, no walks, and he was basically around the strike zone all afternoon long.
That's what John does. He attacks the zone. He gives up a lot of hits. He does, but he doesn't get hurt too often. So maybe it's something he's got to work on when he gets ahead, expand the zone a little bit to, you know, get them off swinging quality pitches all the time. But that's something he's working on. I'd rather it be that way than a guy who's struggling to find the zone. So Mace is doing a good job for us.
Your thoughts about this four-game sweep? Obviously, the pitching was very good throughout the four games, then you got some hitting today.
Again, it was timely hitting and good solid defense and good pitching. It's going to win games, and that's the key to our success of late, and we did that all four games. We got the big hits when needed, and our pitching has been phenomenal again, keeping us in the games. And, you know, we made a couple of errors, but nothing in tight situations.
One other thing, too, and I had mentioned this with Rafe, is the fact that it looks as if, looking at this team today especially, it looks as if this team was playing for a playoff berth instead of knowing they're already in the postseason. They're playing with that hunger that you'd like to see even after winning the first half.
Definitely. I mean, I told these guys as soon as we won the first half, you know, congratulations, but that's over with. You know, let's win the second half. Let's go into the playoffs being hot and not be that team that's already clinched and going cold and then, you know, get swept in the playoffs. So these guys want it. You know, it's not about how you start the season, it's about how you finish, especially with these guys' stats and moving on further and developing their skills. So and they're doing that. They're respecting the game and they're playing hard.
Does it factor in that the pressure is off because of clinching that first half and they can just kind of play relaxed?
You know, it could be. Definitely, it could be. The fact that they don't feel the pressure of every game's a must win. You know, they're playing a lot more relaxed and, you know, hitting the ball well. But that could be a situation where they're a little more relaxed. But I think they're just coming out and they're developing and getting better at bats and playing better defense and better confidence.
Andrew, is part of your job as a manager to keep this guy's heads in the situation knowing that, hey, they're making some call-ups, they're players going up, players going down, and the like, keep their focus on, hey, you're a Whitecap right now, play for the Whitecaps.
Exactly right. I mean, our goal, my goal and the coach's goal is to develop these guys to be future Detroit Tiger big leaguers, definitely. But if so, while they're here in the Whitecaps, they're playing as hard as they can for 27 outs, and that's something I drill these guys about, and I probably get a little annoying, keep telling them, you know, hey, we're playing good baseball, but I don't care. We're playing every game hard. Win or lose, we play hard. So, and it shows. You know, the guys hustle on off the field. They, you know, hit ground balls. They beat them out. They gap shots. The outfielders are running after them hard. So, if you'll never see one of my guys on my team running slow or, you know, dogging it a little bit. And if they do, they won't play.
Yeah, not only dogging it, but also being frustrated by, hey, I'm doing well here. Why am I not going to Lakeland?
Yeah, I mean, have success here. There's no reason the guys can't skip a level.
The Whitecaps wrap up a four-game series with Bowling Green by defeating the Hot Rods 8-5, and they'll take on the Lansing Lugnuts here at Fifth Third Ballpark tomorrow night. We'll have the second game of the series between the Caps and the Lugnuts. We'll have it on Wednesday night. We'll be on the air at 6:50 with Ben Chiswick and Dan Elvey. From Fifth Third Ballpark, I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHDC, Holland's hometown station.